Presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. From the Morning Show crew.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Here's Bob.
Yeah. No hit this, Toronto. All right, back to the station with Jake, Indifferent Jake, with some sponsor reads.
Don Davis Auto Group and Rally House Texas bring you Dan.
What up?
Wow, auto-tuner.
That's horrible.
He auto-tuned himself. All right, sweet. The Hardline, we will guess, is in studio because they're certainly not the baseball show. They don't want to be out at opening day.
No, we're there.
Hello, Snake.
How'd he do?
Is Mike there as well?
He's at the game with me.
You think Mike's going to be well focused for this segment?
Well, Corby, I don't want to make you nervous or anything, but here to watch over your performance on this segment and your first performance of the week is your leader, Gordon Keith.
Hey now.
Out here at the ballpark.
At the baseball game?
More hey Gordon.
Now.
More
hey
Gordon.
Now. Hey now.
I'm wow. here.
And we're oddly yes. joined by Craig Miller, who doesn't appear to have a headset.
No, this is going to be very awkward for me. But hi, guys.
Hi, Craig.
We almost saw a no-no.
I know.
And you decided to leave as soon as that got broken up?
Yeah.
You bet.
God.
Got to beat the traffic. I got to get home and prep for Butler Duke.
So half-assed.
Same here.
You guys don't even stay till the end on opening day.
Too much sports to cover.
Were you in the stands or were you in the press box?
Stands.
With the common man. What are you doing here?
How'd you get a ticket?
You especially.
Don't point at me like that.
I'm suspicious.
I'll snap that finger off.
Hey, we're covering the game.
No.
It's our job.
Are you doing bits?
No, we cover the game so the P1 doesn't have to.
What if they want to?
What are your thoughts then?
Huh?
Give us some overall thoughts on the game.
I just told you we almost saw a no-no.
What do you think about Feldman's performance, Gordon?
Who? I thought he died. Or was that Haim? Thank you.
All right. All right.
Thank you.
Handcrafted.
It was. Out of mahogany, that one.
Was that premium content?
It was premium content.
Man.
Yeah, this is a VIP section right now because I've arrived.
Is it free for opening day?
Yeah, then, it's free for opening day.
You need your password activated.
Well, the password is password for today. But this is premium content.
I like it.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. We'll get it here in about 10 seconds.
Oh, man.
Second and third, one out.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Dan.
First of all, good afternoon. Good to talk to you.
Always good to talk to you and the others out there, too.
Second of all, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Let me inform you that...
Hey, Donovan, what's happening?
As of right now, the Generals are in second place in the GTFPA.
That's right.
Nobody cares. I care. I'm a season ticket holder.
I know
damn
you
right
care.
I care.
We're getting
that's
this,
great, man.
We're turning this thing around, Mike.
That's great. You've always told me that was going to happen. And it's great to see that your work is bearing fruit here.
Now, we would like to request that we end the season today just to make sure we hang on to that.
All right, now, Gordon.
Can you get the others to agree to that?
Probably not.
Maybe get the league disbanded?
Gordo has just pulled out of his satchel his mitt.
Yes.
So you brought your mitt
to a baseball game.
You know what he was doing the entire game? He would get the mitt, and then he would pop it with his open fist, you know, with his other hand.
As baseball players do.
Before every pitch, as though maybe the pitch might come to him, or certainly, if not the pitch, a foul ball. Every pitch. Then he'd hold the glove up in front of whoever was sitting next to him so they couldn't see the pitch.
Where were y'all sitting?
Section 36. Very good. First base.
First.
Good tickets, and yeah, I didn't get the foul ball coming my way. I thought there was that one bunt, the attempted bunt that I thought maybe coming my way.
Yeah, you dove for it.
Yeah. But I came ready with my glove and everything. I had a good time. Had a hot dog.
Very suspicious.
Well, you know, you guys know my record, right? I've made every home game for the past 3 years.
Okay. I
like that. Not home opener, home game.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm just continuing that tradition.
Just keeping the dream alive.
Glad to see Junior coming out here this time.
Yeah, that's great, Gordon. You know, anybody can show up on opening day.
That's right. But I'm here, and Mike, I see you out here all the time.
No, you don't. You never see him.
No, Mike and I are always out
here. That's right.
Mike probably even more than me, even though I go to every home game.
What?
So that doesn't really make sense.
I live out there.
Yeah. He goes to the away games out here, too.
I live in Doug Melvin's old office.
Well, they turn on the scoreboard so you can watch the away games.
Right.
So they walk the bases loaded to get to Vernon Mills.
Uh-oh.
Good Lord. Windstorm. Who would have thought the parking lot would be windy?
It is windy. Well, today is Monday, April 5th, 95th day of the year, 270 days left in 2010.
Why do y'all broadcast from in the stadium, like in our little booth?
We've been forbidden. It is now forbidden.
Forever?
I'm assuming. We're not the Ranger station.
During games, yeah.
Hmm. Why don't y'all go then?
Come on, Holmes.
Where are we right now? This is
Lot A, maybe?
Lot A. Didn't this used to be paradise?
As of right now, I'm heading to my car.
They paved this.
Are you Bolton?
Well, I can't hear everybody.
I know. This is not ideal, Junior.
No.
And also, there's no point.
Come on, Junior. Hang in there,
There's no point in leaving the game early to beat traffic if you're just going to stand on your car.
Exactly.
What happened?
No!
What'd they do?
They're screaming wildly.
Well, tell us what happened.
Toronto, Vernon Wells, single.
Loaded the bases at Vernon Wells, driving a run with a single. It's 4-3.
Let me tell you something about Neftali Feliz.
He sucks.
Boy,
these are... You know what? This team sucks.
These are the impartial broadcasters that don't root one way or the other. Good Lord.
Love you guys.
Bye, Craig.
See you, Craig. Hey, Junior, do you think that hot sauce is Idiocracy?
Butt-burning hot sauce.
Butt-burning hot sauce.
And it says, eat me.
That's what it's come down to.
Yeah, there may be a shred of truth
to that. What do they mean by that?
All right, I'm going to go prep for Duke Butler.
You got no
You already issued that line.
Craig, today's fun fact.
Yeah.
Do you have earbuds?
17 of the 24 players are white. Not that anyone's scoring.
Seriously.
That's what a good P1 says.
Really?
Hmm. This is going to be exciting.
Wow.
Donovan's bowing
See,
up.
That's the kind of thing I'm interested in.
This is the whitest final then since Oklahoma A&M in the 40s.
Surely.
That means America's getting stronger. Right, Dan?
Well, what about the Texas? What about the Kentucky-Texas Western final? There were 12 there at least, right?
12 what?
Whites.
And 12 what?
Of them?
American Negroes.
Jeez.
God, that just sounds like...
Gordon, did you teach him to do that?
No. This is him going rogue.
He
was one of my finest graduates in my comedy school, and now he's gone rogue.
That was taught, I think, in semester two.
No,
the American Negro.
No, you don't
six
call
weeks.
People that. That makes it sound like genus and species.
The American Negro joke series.
Jeez.
So why even put American in front of it?
I don't know. That's what he taught us.
Let's just go for it. This may go into the review.
See, that was Gordon's way of softening things up
right.
a little bit.
Nuh-uh.
But I guarantee you, this conversation will be had tonight between the two of them.
Well, this is Monday, April 5th. On this day in 1887, Mike, teacher Ann Sullivan achieved a breakthrough as her blind and deaf pupil Helen Keller learned the meaning of the word water as spelled out in the manual alphabet.
Cue Dan McDowell for humor.
Now, Mike, didn't you ask her out?
I'd rather cue fake Dan McDowell.
You understand? You understand this? Did you unzip?
Unzip what?
Yeah, that, as a matter of fact, on Mike's date with her, it was the first time she signed the word rape.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
Did anyone
now
carry
say,
that comment
now say
on
that in
local
fake
radio?
Voice?
Oh, no.
Yep, we carried that.
On this day,
you didn't have my permission to carry that
so
comment.
So the joke was that Mike raped Helen Keller.
Oh my God!
What?
I just tuned in.
Oh
what are you talking
God.
About?
I'm just trying to make sense of it all.
I got to get home.
There was no sense to be made.
I got to work on Duke Butler prep.
How did Helen Keller burn her face, Dan? You were telling me earlier.
I can't remember what I told you. What did I say?
Nothing.
Really?
Finish it.
Come on, fake
joke. I really don't know what you're talking about.
You already had a rape joke?
Let's go.
I cannot have a... That is untrue.
God, issue this one. This is nothing.
Come on, finish the joke.
Is there a joke to it? I don't know.
Well, what did I say earlier?
I don't know. Corby, what did he say earlier?
I don't know the punchline.
What about fake Dan?
I don't remember this.
He might know.
Do you hear how Helen Keller burned her face?
No, fake Dan, how?
She answered the iron.
God.
Really?
Don't all you guys hunch over and laugh silently.
I laughed out loud. I want to align myself with that.
Do not align yourself with fake Dan's humor.
How norm is that?
But what did she
norm
say?
Norm would not utter
what
that.
What did she say when she picked it up?
Huh?
What did she say when she picked it up?
Ouch.
Right.
No.
Mike, on this day in 1887,
no.
British historian Lord Acton wrote in a letter, "Power tends to corrupt. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Great men are almost always bad men."
Tiger, tiger.
Oh, what?
Do you think that's very appropriate on this day, Corby?
Yep.
On this day that in 2001, Wang Zhuzhu became the first Chinese player to play in the NBA.
What is his last name?
Wang.
That's right. Good job.
It's not Zhuzhu. GG.
And guess who ran to the pro shop to get a Wang jersey?
Juju's pedals.
McDowell.
Of course
yeah,
he did.
McDowell.
He wanted to have Wang on his back. He always wants Wang up there on that back.
All right, Michael Fahey. Today is his 37th birthday. Pronounced Fahey. Words user M. Fahey, 1320.
Oh, sorry.
Dear right. Dan, my honey bun is turning 32. He is a huge P1.
Gay,
honey bun.
Gay.
Your honey bun.
Please wish Joey Dawkins
like
a happy birthday from his hot wife, Angie.
My honey bun.
Honey bun.
You want to touch the honey bun?
Two words that are mutually exclusive.
Shane writes, my son Matt is turning 9 today. It would make his birthday complete if he could hear a birthday shout out from you guys and a conversation between Dikembe, Mr. Mutombo, and Mushmouth.
Wow.
Not your day, Matt.
I've already given Matt a birthday joke.
Yeah.
Helen Keller stuff.
And Francis. Everyone know Francis?
Yep.
I should know. Yeah, Francis.
Hey, Mushmouth.
Copy.
How are you?
I'm doing, pretty good.
Yeah.
I got a little bit of gout.
Oh, the gout got you again?
Yeah, got the gout. Been eating a lot of rich food and stuff.
Yeah, you don't. And you know what? You need to stay away from the wild game. You know, eating raccoon will get you gout.
Yeah, I ate raccoon last night.
I know.
And I ate this girl's possum, too.
You ate a girl's possum?
Yeah.
All right.
Francis wants to wish
you a friend. He's been swimming, too.
Oh, no.
So he's a wet possum.
Careful.
Frank Campagna is turning 50 today.
Scored well with the promotion.
Who's a good,
crew.
Strong, dirty P1.
Fake Barry Pepper liked it.
I have a birthday, Dan.
There you go.
All right, here's
if
Mike.
If you'll indulge me.
With possible Paola Plugola.
The anniversary of my date with Helen Keller.
Today is the birthday of someone we all know well, Richard Winfield.
Wow.
Wow.
The old Barley House.
How old is he now?
I 40? Don't know right now.
No, he's older than me. I think he's 41.
And it is also Beverly Duvall's birthday.
Beverly Duvall.
That's the girl that Mike went to second grade with and somehow still remembers her name.
Second through seventh.
It's really her birthday?
Yes,
dude,
wherever she is.
Mike could go.
If she still roams this earth, this is her birthday.
How far did you get with her? Second base?
Nah.
Did she ever sign something to her keeper about you?
I don't think so.
Her keeper.
Well, so isn't that what Sullivan was?
You were in second
like
grade?
The trainer or something.
Seventh. I guarantee Mike could go the entire classroom, first and last name of any grade you want.
Did you ever dip her pigtails into the inkwell?
Whoa.
No.
Did you ever wipe off her slate when she wasn't looking as a prank?
Did you carry her books home in one of those, like...
the belt? Yeah,
the belt? Yeah.
No, none of that.
Did you take it to the sock hop?
No.
Did you ever stone her for being a whore?
Oh. Whoa. Yikes.
You would punch that bitch in the face?
Hey.
Mushmouth.
That was over the line.
Well, I don't know if she still roams this earth, but if she does, happy birthday.
Elsewhere, Ike Hilliard, 34.
Giants.
Andy McPhail, 57.
Twins, Cubs, Twins. Orioles.
The Twins epic. GM of their World Series teams. Right. Think you ever talk to Fennec?
We've got a crowd happening here.
Rennie Stennett, 59.
Ren and Stimpy.
Good cartoon.
Parts.
Thank you, Jane Dan. Asher, 64.
Paul McCartney's girlfriend.
Yes. And wasn't she on the cover of Sgt. Pepper?
Was she?
No, but it was Paul supposedly died in a car accident with her, right?
Yeah.
That was the Paul is dead rumor, that he died in a car accident with her.
That came out after Sgt. Pepper.
Yeah.
So maybe she was in there somewhere.
It came out that he had a black baby.
All right, here's Ryan Garko at bat, Dan.
Bag. Did he bring his bag, or is he just standing there
actually,
with
his
bat? Actually,
yeah. He's got like a bag in front of his face like a horse.
He is on his way to a strikeout.
Well, who would ever see that coming?
Who the Blue Jays throwing here?
You can't tell right now.
Eric Burden is 69.
The animal is greatness. We have Scott Downs in the game now.
Ah,
Scooter Downs.
The cagey lefty.
Yes. Sometime closer.
Max.
Boy, that is greatness, Eric Burden.
They sang House of the Rising Sun and what else?
We got to get out of this place.
Spill the wine.
I'm crying. It's my life.
Hey, my girl.
Did they sing happy birthday?
No, Mushmouth, they didn't.
Did they sing Jesus love me?
God, don't do this.
Uh-oh. What's happening?
It's
Sooner Fan and Mushmouth.
A lot of A minor, E minor in House of the Rising Sun.
Max Gale is 67.
He was a force.
That's horrible.
What?
That is horrible.
Your leader is not pleased with that.
Pull his broadcast credential.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, Defiance.
The one with the iron joke.
I did not have the iron joke. Fake Dan did.
Leader Defiance.
Uh-oh.
Max Gale is Wojciechowicz.
He's or trying to spread his wings and fly on his own.
He is. Right. And as soon as he tries to take off, I'm going to punt him in the scrotum. Make him swell up like cantaloupes again, like they did the soccer game.
That's all right. He'll be dealt with tonight.
Hey, didn't they have to drain your nuts, Corby?
One of them, yeah.
Ugh.
Yep.
Did you ever take pictures of that?
Yeah, I have a whole series of photos up on Facebook.
Sitting there, laying on a futon with a cantaloupe between your legs.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Bob.
Do you think Nelson Cruz looks like the drug cartel brothers in Breaking Bad?
Yes, he looks like he could be a third cousin.
I've seen the first season of that.
Isn't it great?
How's it going?
Yes, just watched it this past week.
It's great.
Great.
Get ready.
Does it change your thoughts on how to dispose of a body?
Yes. Isn't that cool? You put it in plastic, it doesn't eat through the plastic.
Right. Agneta Feltzkog.
Yeah, Dexter had a pretty good
60.
Handle on that, too.
You know who that is, Mike?
Who?
Agneta Feltzkog.
She's one of the
ABBA. She's an ABBA.
That's right.
Or ABBA. Sorry. Is it ABBA or ABBA?
Mike McCready is 44.
Wow.
That's a big one.
Oh, man.
Had sex with Roger Clemens.
That's Mindy. Mike is the Pearl Jam guitarist.
Oh. Is he the one with Crohn's?
And he suffers from Crohn's, Mike. Go ahead and make your doo-doo joke now.
Where does he work at Target?
I don't work doo-doo.
Excuse me.
Michael Moriarty, 69.
Hey, Acta. That's some Law and Order, right? Corby, have you heard the Sandra Bullock sex tape story?
Unfortunately, yes.
Isn't that the most disturbing story you've ever heard?
We'll get into that in a little bit.
Mm. What time? I want to make an appointment.
4:15.
Colin Powell, 73.
Speaking of
Colin.
And now, here's your spare birthdays.
Do you want to think about the time in that sex tape when she gained the mustache, Corby?
No. Anytime you combine Hitler, a shotgun, a certain type of sex,
and human waste,
and human waste, then something's gone horribly wrong.
Or maybe not.
You've never had a night like that, Mike.
If you get human waste out of there, happy Valentine's.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? Like in the last 2 weeks? No, I haven't.
Brad Van Pelt, 59.
Brad.
Linebacker who wore number 10.
Tony Banks, 37.
Cowboy great or near cowboy great?
That is a cowboy great.
Texas.
Did he ever actually play a game?
No. Right? He went to camp.
Then he went to the Texans and beat the Cowboys, right?
Right.
And didn't he have a run in with Crystal Taylor, too?
He did. Yeah. He did.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? The great Crystal Taylor. Scott Dill, 44.
Hey, Dill.
That was a Stanford quarterback, wasn't it?
Think so.
I was witness to that rudeness when it happened live on the air.
That was genius.
It was horrible.
Now, who was that aimed at?
That was genius when I did that.
Poor Expo, I think it was.
No, Expo. No, it was like
Scott Jones.
Poor weekend guy.
Clay Stewart.
Clay Stewart.
Dave Emmett. I forget who it was, but it was somebody who was just so happy to be working at the ticket.
Hey.
And then all of a sudden he runs into Corby, and that's what he gets.
Well, he wanted to give me the OU K-State score, and I was going to Juniors to watch it, and he knew it.
But you're into OU? Here's what I get.
You just decided to be a total a-hole.
Yeah, Corby
about it,
forbids
huh?
sports updates on the ticket.
Here's what I get in my ear.
He wanted to watch it later.
Here's what I get in my ear. K-State's up 7-0. I got that.
Well, you're totally justified then.
And then what he got is public humiliation from one of his heroes.
Right.
He had gathered his mom and grandmother around the radio at home to listen to him.
He thought he was doing you a big solid.
And Diamond Dallas Page is 41.
Oh, what a big day. What a big day.
Born on this day, now dead, Betty Davis.
Dot Betty Davis.
Gregory Peck.
Like, whoa.
Spencer Tracy.
Whoa.
I think Betty Davis was hot in her day. What
Gale,
do you think about that?
Gale Force was bad, but I Have Her Eyes was better?
No, I bought them from Heritage Gallery.
I'm going to kill you.
Dead on this day, still dead. Howard Hughes.
Greatness or no?
Jarred.
Yes, he did.
Jarred his own urine.
And
Howard Hughes
Texan.
Was greatness.
And Kurt Cobain.
Oh.
What's he doing now? He hasn't had an album.
What did Norm say about Kurt Cobain? Sorry, Jake.
Yeah, what did he
Mike
say?
Mike McCready and Kurt Cobain. How are we going to get through this day?
He would have been 44. Kurt
so,
would have been today.
Who cares?
Wow.
He's better off dead.
Okay, Donovan.
Kurt Cobain overrated.
Five, four.
All
right,
what
does this mean? Hired some strippers there.
Bye, Gordon.
On the way
I didn't hire anyone.
Love me. Happy birthday, Rangers.
Opening day for the...